State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Wake up in the morning. I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I listen to y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now, it's the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning fit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all show, man. I know you got to be a big time celebrity be up in here. You got to be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
That was my edited version of yo, yo, yo.
I heard. Well, good morning.
Hey, good morning, DJ Emmy.
It's Friday!
Is that why your voice sounds like you're underwater?
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here.
I'm out in Atlanta. Is Charlamagne on vacation?
Yes, I think Charlamagne went on vacation. He's in. I don't think he wants to tell people where he's at. But yeah, he's.
Why?
I think he
got to
do something
secrecy?
With his book.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
He's funny. He's funny about that. He doesn't like to tell people where he's at because even though he has to do things, about
I don't
his
even
book,
know where he is. Yeah.
I think sometimes he just don't want people to know, which is weird because I think he was going there for the people. I don't understand, but he didn't tell anybody, so we won't. But Charlamagne will be back on Monday. I'm out in Atlanta. Yee is out in L.A. I'm doing my PCNY rally, which is a rally where we get 30 people. We travel to a bunch of different destinations like New Orleans. Today's Atlanta. Tomorrow's Tampa. And then we close out in Miami. And we just kind of do it and we raise money. We feed the homeless. We do turkey drives. We do toys for tots. We do all types of stuff to just give back to the community. But we just do it in a fun way. So we raise money in a fun way and we use that money and we try to help the community. So shout out to everybody that's seen us on the road, been beeping their horns, been waving, been getting out the way. Shout out to all the police officers that's been pulling us over and not giving us tickets, just giving us warnings. We appreciate you guys too.
Oh, they're not doing their job. I'm telling on them.
And we've been doing it for a good cause, so thank you. I mean, we only had one incident. One guy got arrested, but he got out. We got him out right away.
What was he doing?
He didn't have a license.
So you can join this car rally with no license?
Well, that was one thing we didn't check. We figured if you had a car, you had a license. But
Oh my gosh. So this guy was just riding dirty on the rally?
Just riding dirty on the rally. Pulled over.
We thought he was going to get a ticket. That's a great idea. The riding dirty rally. Everybody without a license.
We don't want to do that. But we got him out quick. We got him out quick, and now he's riding passenger the rest of the trip. So that's what we're doing. How was the award show? You were at the award show?
Yes, we're at the iHeartRadio Awards. You know, Alicia Keys got the iHeartRadio Innovator Award. Let me see. Cardi B won her award. I'm trying to think of everybody who won last night. Ella May won a couple of awards also. It was fun. T-Pain hosted. He did a great job.
No, he was.
Ella May won for R&B Artist of the Year and Best New R&B Artist also. Best New Hip Hop Artist was Black Boy JB.
Really? Okay.
R&B Song of the Year was Boot Up. I thought he was in jail. I could be wrong. Cardi was Hip Hop Artist of the Year. Hip Hop Song of the Year was God's Plan.
Okay.
But we'll
was Drake or Cardi
that.
There?
Cardi was not there. She was there last year, if you remember when
she
we
was
went
there,
last year.
Yep,
but no, she was not there. Neither was Drake.
Okay. I think I know Drake's on tour overseas, and I think Cardi's on tour as well, getting ready for her tour. So, well, shout out to Cardi, man. So, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
So many different things going on. There was a shootings at two different mosques in New Zealand, and 49 people are dead now. We'll tell you what that's about. And they're saying it's especially shocking when this took place. And in New Zealand, there's normally not even that many murders a year. So this is a really awful tragedy for them.
Okay. Besides that, there's no positive news. Nothing went on that was positive. No babies were born. Nobody got the degree. You know, anything positive like yay, it's Friday. Nothing. No.
Let's see. No. Let me find some. Dollar General's opening a bunch of stores.
Oh, okay. Well, that's positive. That is positive. That creates
jobs. We're
going to
talk
jobs.
About college acceptances. A high school senior in Detroit.
Okay. See, that's some positive stuff.
This is good news, and he didn't have to pay his way in.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Odell Beckham Jr. says goodbye. Did you
yeah,
see his Instagram
goodbye.
Post?
I did see his Instagram post. I mean, I really don't understand why the Giants let him go. Not only is I thought he was a great wide receiver, I also thought that he brought bodies in the stands. Like, people came to see him. He's a great wide receiver. He's a great athlete. I really don't understand. Maybe they thought they were getting something better, or maybe, you know, they think that he's injured. It just doesn't make sense. Give him that man all that money last year and then trade him this year. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, he said goodbye, and he was very gracious about it. So, now let's talk about Michael Love. He's a high school senior in Detroit, and he got accepted to 41 colleges.
Wow.
He's been offered over $300,000 in scholarship money so far. He applied to more than 50 schools. Most of them are offering him scholarships. Not only do they want him, but they're also offering money. So, congratulations to him. That's dope. He said, I got told a lot when I was younger. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. So, I just want to show people that I'm better than what they think I am.
And that's great. And, you know, my daughter's doing a college thing now, and she's filling out all these applications, and it's very stressful because she has to write essays on some of them, and some of them she has to, you know, do a certain amount of community service, so she's making sure all her community service done. So it's very stressful for a lot of these high school students out there. So, you know, congratulations to that young man.
And there's another teenager from New Jersey. He's been accepted to 17 colleges so far. But he actually was in and out of homelessness, and he said, I can do it and I will do it. His name is Dylan Chittick. He moved to America from Trinidad when he was 7 years old. He's been living with his mom and his younger twin brothers, and they both have serious heart conditions. His family's been in and out of homelessness, but now he is fortunately going to be able to go to college with all these acceptances that he has gotten. He said he owes a lot of his success to a single mother who wasn't afraid to ask for help from the nonprofit Women Rising. So fortunately, wow. Yes, he was able to get his life right, even though there were a lot of obstacles for him along the way.
I love hearing that. That's so much positivity and so much positive stories. Guys out there doing what they got to do, you know, getting accepted to all these schools and all these programs that people are doing to help. People are actually working. So I love to see that.
Now, Dollar General is going to open 975 stores this year. Even though rivals like Family Dollars are shutting down some of their stores, they said they're going to open all these new stores and also remodel 1,000 older stores. They're going to have new lines and all of that. You know what? I got to see which one I go to, because I go to the dollar store all the time, but I'm not sure if it's... I think I do go to Family Dollar, but I'm not sure. They all kind of feel like the same to me. I don't even notice a difference.
Yeah, I think Family Dollar was huge, like bigger down south, and the Dollar, whatever that's, the Dollar General is more on the East Coast. But a fun game to do, even if you got your spouse, your boyfriend, or girlfriend, you go into the store with $5 each or $10 each and try to buy the most amount of things, and whoever wins, like, you could have sexual favors later on, like, you got to do this to me. What?
This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
It's dope. Me and my wife go in there, well, let's say $10, and we see who could buy the most things.
Wouldn't
and then
you
at
buy
the end
the
of it,
same amount of everything that's the cheapest?
We try to buy different things that's cheap, and then whoever wins, you know, I guess say you got to do this to me tonight first, and then you got to give
and
me a
what
massage.
What do you guys do with the stuff that you bought?
I mean, the stuff that we use for the house. It could be anything. It could be whatever. But
y'all
we use
need to
stuff.
Like come up with some better games.
It's just fun things. We do that with the kids, and we reward them with different things. You know, teach them how to save money. It's just different
so
things.
So wait, not only do you guys do sexual favors for each other, but you also play this game with your kids?
Yes, we go there, we give them $5 each and see who can get the most amount of things.
Money.
Teach them. $5, ye? Goodbye. What else?
Oh, my God. All right, and here's a sad story. 49 people killed in shootings at two different mosques in Central Christchurch, New Zealand. They're saying that this terrorist attack was extraordinary and an unprecedented act of violence. One man in his late 20s has been charged with murder. They also found two explosive devices attached to a vehicle that they stopped. Now, they said this also happened around Friday prayer, so that was especially shocking. The police are urging people there to stay away from the mosque until further notice. They also had a video and a manifesto that appeared to be by a gunman that was involved in that shooting that was posted online the day of the attack as well. There was a 17-minute video posted to social media that appears to show part of that attack. And there was also a white nationalist manifesto. So we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on there.
My goodness.
A really tragic situation. Our heart goes out to the families of the people that were affected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or horrible weekend. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity on this Friday.
Or maybe you 800- lost that $5 game at the dollar store.
That's a dope little game. Like, if you need something to do with your spouse instead of going to the movies or a play and you just want to spice up your relationship a little bit, just go there with $5. You and your girl go there with $5. Say whoever gets the most stuff wins. You go there and you say, all right, well, if I win, I want a massage. I want you to rub my feet and lick my toes. I want you to... You can
lick
do all types
toes.
Of crazy things, like, you know, lick my underarms. That's fun things. Lick my... Like,
what you guys are like, so... What if she's like, I want to give you a Dutch oven?
What's a Dutch oven?
All right, well, call us up.
800-585-1051. If you want to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Aisha.
Hey, Aisha, get it off your chest.
Aisha.
yesterday, it's actually good news. I took a lady home. I didn't even know her.
Good for you. Get it, girl.
I took her to Alabama.
All right. Now, let me tell you something, right? That was good, and I'm happy for you, but don't do that again, please. My wife did that one time, and we got into a huge argument about that. She brought somebody home when we was in college, and she drove him from Virginia back to New York City. And I was like, that was nice. But what happened if that person was crazy? What happened if she was a murderer?
Yeah, I get it. I had a friend with me, though. So she was stranded. Somebody stole her car while she went into the house. And she was visiting family, just came back from a funeral. And somebody stole her car while she was in the house.
Well, you were a blessing.
I felt bad for her. Yeah, because that happened to me when I first moved to Georgia. And I was talking to my friend. He was like, all right, well, let's go ahead. Let's do it. And I actually just got back a few hours ago, so now I have to go take my daughter to school and get ready for work. So,
well, that was so nice of you. But please don't do that again. And if you do, please have her sit in the front seat next to you, because what would you do if she's behind you and just started strangling you?
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand.
Well, you gotta be careful.
Thank God that didn't happen.
And that's just from a worried dad, a worried husband, a worried friend. Like, and that's nice. That lady was nice. She was really messed up. But you never know when people are trying to get you. And I would hate for something to happen to you and your daughter wouldn't have a mom today because she was being nice. So please just be extra careful. Even, like, you know, just pay for an Uber next time or something. But just please be careful. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hey.
Hey!
Get it off your chest, sir.
Hey, this y'all. What's going on, man?
Yeah, this us.
Yeah, let's go.
What's up, bro?
How you doing, DJ Envy and Miss Angelique? How y'all doing?
How you feeling?
Okay, well, I'm good. Look, I'm out of Memphis, Tennessee, man. I just want to wish my daughter a happy belated birthday. I tried to get through with y'all yesterday, man, but somehow we disconnected. And her name is Tangela, out of Memphis.
Tangela? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, do y'all call her Tangy?
Well, my brother do. Yeah, he do. I just call her Tangela. My brother call her Tangy all the time. That's what he do. Okay. He's been gave that name since birth. Yeah, but that's all I wanted to do, man, was shout out everybody across Memphis, Tennessee, man. That's what it is, man. That's it.
All right. Thanks for calling, bro.
Hey, Tangela.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Hey, what's up, Trav?
You know who it is. Hey, Trav.
What's going on, ye?
Countdown, Trav, to the Lip Service Live Show March 28th at Caroline's. And guess what?
At Caroline's on Broadway, March 28th. Make sure y'all come out. All the freaky bitches, make sure y'all come out. We're going to be out there.
You know who's going to be there, too? Stephanie Santiago is actually going to be there.
Oh, she coming back for this?
She will be back, yes. Is that amazing?
That is definitely what's up, yeah. Can't wait to meet her.
And since it's me and you, I'm going to give you some exclusives. We have Ha Ha Davis as a guest, confirmed. Comedian Ha Ha Davis. Yes, we also have Melly. You know Melly? She's on Meek Mill's album.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know her.
Okay, well, you bout to. So that's just some spoilers so far.
But why are you calling, Trav?
Okay. Well, I was actually calling a man to drop one of Clues Bombs for y'all, man, for the Breakfast Club. For y'all interview that I did on Fox News. It was actually amazing, and y'all just keep pushing the needle forward. And also for Angela Yee, man, I just wanted to just highlight you because I think you are such an amazing person. The opportunities that you provide to people for the things that you don't have to do, that you do, and especially like for me as an example, this allowed me to do certain things for you. I appreciate
I also helped you lose your job, like get demoted at work. Sorry.
She did help you with that too. She did help you with that.
I feel bad about that still.
It's cool. I just wanted to drop one of Clues Bombs for y'all, man. Just keep pushing that positive energy out there, man.
Thank you, Trav.
Well, drop one of Clues Bombs to Trav, man. He's an integral part of the show.
There you go.
People are really coming to my live show to see Trav.
Wow. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys. Great show. But, man, I was recently suspended from my job, pending probably to get let go. I'm a security host at a nightclub, and I got into an altercation with a gentleman. This is the second altercation the same week with this gentleman, and he apparently spends money at this club. And all I do is, you know, sweat blood and tears for him. And that altercation was racially motivated. We had a situation at a nightclub right next door, and a gentleman was shot. A young brother, a year older than me, was shot and killed. And, you know, everybody was on edge. So, you know, that guy was being racially motivated, calling me the N-word. He's, I don't know what he was, white or Asian.
Oh, hell no. And now you're getting fired? And this guy, just because he spends money, is welcome there?
That's the thing.
That's crazy.
I'm getting into it with this guy. I'm getting into it with this dude. And, you know, he's calling me out of my name, and just threatening me. And after I escort him out, you know, he's threatening me, saying, oh, I'm going to shoot you. You know, I'm like, what? So I ended up pulling out my knife. So, you know, and I'm like, okay, you really going to shoot me off. So, you know, at that point, you know, it got kind of crazy. A couple people got involved. You know, everybody got separated. You know, I got shoved around, but, you know, I put my knife up and everything. But as soon as he said the word shoot, you know, I instantly reacted. And now,
as you should have.
Yeah, and I'm now being suspended. And it's a legal knife. It's not no blade thing or nothing, but it's just, you know, I felt threatened. And I felt like.
And where was this at?
Chicago. In Chicago. This is in Chicago, man. So you know what it is.
Damn, I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend, too. I hope it's not the place I'm going to be at.
Hopefully not. So,
damn, I'm gonna be in Chicago this weekend too.
Yeah, and honestly, it was messed up, and I feel like, you know, I'm gonna end up losing my job because, you know, me being security, I'm expandable. So, you know, they just feel like they'd rather have their patron that spends money versus having me in there. Somebody that's been there for 9-10 months straight, blood, sweat, and tears, working mad hours, and, you know, I just feel like it's unfair.
Let's help your story go viral.
Well, you hold on, because you ain't working, and I'm gonna need some security in Chicago while I'm there on Saturday. So. You hold on, I'm going to get your number, and I might need you to help me out on Saturday.
I would really appreciate it.
But if it's my club that you got banned from, I can't help you out, bro.
Damn.
I mean, I can. If he got fired from my club, I can't help him.
Okay.
But if it's another club.
Stand for something. Damn, Envy.
But if it's another club, I got him. He's going to be my security. I'll give him some
break. He's like, if it affects my money, I can't help you. But
I mean, I can't. They already hired me. There's nothing I can do. I gotta go to work. You know, I'm trying to help the man out, but I don't know him. I'm just trying to give him some bread.
It's a shame when people choose money over ethics.
I don't know him. I don't even know what he did wrong.
I'm talking about the club owners. Damn, Envy.
I'm saying. Get it off your chest.
I was even talking about you.
585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Well, we kind of knew this on The Breakfast Club, but find about this confirmation about who Cory Booker is dating now. His girlfriend has come forward and admitted something that we already know.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Leave me alone. Yes, morning,
please.
Everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Thank God it's Friday. I am so excited about the weekend.
I will tell you that Flip De Niro, Leave Me Alone, when you hear the uncensored version, is so harsh. It's amazing.
I haven't heard it yet. I, and it's funny, I played in a club, but I always played a clean version. I don't know why, but I've never played the dirty version.
You need to do that. And then you need to turn the music down and let everybody sing the hook with you.
Okay. All right.
He says, leave me alone. And then what's the next line?
I don't know. What is the next line?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the iHeart Radio Awards.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor.
Club. So listen up. Well, the iHeartRadio Music Awards were last night, so shout out to everybody that tuned in and everyone that was in the building. T-Pain was hosting. Okay. Now I will tell you some of the winners from last night. Alicia Keys got the iHeartRadio Innovator Award, and she went on stage and said this.
It means so much to be honored as an innovator. Even when I first got signed, it wasn't about, you know, what new ideas and sounds can Alicia bring, but it was more like, how do we make her fit into this mold? You know, and I think that's what a lot of people experience in life. And I looked at the greats. I looked at Nina Simone and Sade and John Lennon. And I realized that there was nobody else like them on the planet. And I looked inside my heart and I realized that I am here to just do me. And we are here to do us.
All right, wow. Artist of the Year went to Ariana Grande. Female Artist of the Year also went to Ariana Grande. Male Artist of the Year went to Drake. Best Collaboration was Finesse Remix, Bruno Mars and Cardi B. Hip Hop Song of the Year, God's Plan, Drake. Hip Hop Artist of the Year was Cardi B. Best New Hip Hop Artist was Black Boy JB. He beat out Juice WRLD, Lil Baby, Lil Pump, and XXX.
He beat out Lil Baby?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
R&B Song of the Year, LMA Boot Up. R&B Artist of the Year, LMA. Best New R&B Artist, LMA. So she cleaned up last night. So for Latin Artist of the Year was also Bad Bunny. All right, okay. So that's what happened. And one of the big moments was on the red carpet. Katy Perry said this about working with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift was just on this carpet before you. What about the rumors that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift could make music together?
I mean, I'm making music with Zed. I'm open. Open, open, open.
Whoa, she's open. But I mean, am I the only person that don't care about those two doing a song together?
No, I'm sure you're not the only person.
Like, I honestly don't care.
But, you know, they're two big pop artists, and they've had this beef going for quite some time. They've both spoken on it. Taylor Swift has written songs about it. Katy Perry has responded. So now that two women can put aside their differences and possibly collaborate, I think that's a good thing.
What about Taylor Swift and Kanye West? Can they squash their beef and do a song together? That's what I want to see.
I think anything's possible.
Okay.
All right, now let's discuss this. Cory Booker and Rosario Dawson. It's finally confirmed on Rosario Dawson's end. TMZ, of course, caught up with her and asked about whether or not she is dating the presidential hopeful. Here's what she said.
So far, so wonderful. He's a wonderful human being. It's good to spend some time together when we can. I am just grateful to be with someone that I respect and love and admire so much, who is so brilliant and kind and caring and loving.
There you go.
Well, I never understood why people care about somebody's personal life so much. If he's a good person, he has the plans and the policies to be a great president. Why do we care if he's married, if he's not, if he's has children, if he has a dog? Like, why do we care?
It is rare for someone to be president and not be married. That's been kind of the tradition of it. So not that you can't break that mold, but I think there's only been like one or two presidents that have not been married. I forget exactly how many, but yes, not, you know, a lot of times people look at it like they look at your personal life. They look at your relationships. And they take that into consideration for whatever reason.
Like,
but if you do want to be president, people will ask you all kinds of questions.
That's true, too.
All right. Now, Rich the Kid is in trouble, and that's because he actually posted somebody's phone number on his Twitter page. And now she is suing him. Sound familiar?
Didn't he do that to you?
Yes, he did.
Now, you should sue his
ass for it. What they're saying is that it was his former landlord's attorney who was trying to get some late rent money that he owed. And I guess he was not happy about that. So he went ahead and posted the number on his social media. Now, as a result, the person, Morrow, says that she was bombarded by at least 500 text messages, multiple phone calls from Rich the Kid fans who thought that they were it was his number. So that's what happened. They said it was traumatizing. And yes, so I can imagine from my own experience how annoying that would be.
And I don't know why he does that. Like, he needs to grow up. And I think he told somebody the other day he thinks that we don't like him. And I really don't know why. I just, I mean, the funny thing about Rich the Kid is Angelique and I used to hang out with Rich the Kid and be cool with Rich the Kid way before he was popping.
Well, and the he would hit me up and be like, I want to come on the Breakfast Club. We did have him on. Remember you dabbed with him?
Yeah, he would come to the club. He would come to my show on Sirius. I mean, we really supported him beforehand.
And absolutely. I think he got upset then, because he wanted to come up and I was, you know, didn't make it happen fast enough. And then it's
he
not
put
a cool
your number out there. He needs to grow up, man. Or we need to find his real number, put his number back out there and do the same thing he's doing to people of him.
Well, fortunately, I don't answer calls. I don't know. So all I did was turn my phone off. Now, try the new flavors of Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right. And I have to tell you, it's a great combination of Coke, orange, and vanilla flavor. Head to your closest retailer today and try them out. You got that, fam?
That was whack. Like, usually you start off with, hey, fam. Like, you didn't start off with, hey, fam, so I really didn't expect this one. Like, next time you got to start off with, hey, fam, and then you got to get into it.
Listen, never mind. I can't do that. But, yes, I hope that sounded authentic.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front pages. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about these college acceptances, all right? This is amazing. Some of these students, what they've been putting in all this hard work and to get these rewards, I think that's a great thing. So let's do some positivity. I know there's been a lot of college admission scandals going around, but let's focus on some positive.
All right, let's get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Y'all, The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, first, let's talk about your boy, Odell Beckham Jr. He posted on Instagram a goodbye to all of the Giants fans. He said, so many mixed emotions and feelings. This is all a lot to process, but it is reality. I don't know exactly what to say, so just got to keep it real and short. I want to thank the New York Giants organization for giving me an opportunity, and he also thanked the fans as well. He said,
yeah,
you guys will always have a place in my heart.
I hate the fact that he's leaving. I mean, I thought for New York and the Giant fans, he actually brought some kind of a heart back. I think for a couple of years we were down when Victor Cruz got injured and we needed something, and he was that spark. He was the one that got us back to where we needed to be. And the fact that we got rid of him, I don't understand why. We gave him all that money a year before and now we get rid of him. I don't understand the Giants organization. So,
well, you guys still have Eli Manning, right?
We have Barkley. That's what we have. We have Barkley.
You don't have Eli Manning?
I don't know what Eli's doing, man. I mean, he had a great year last year, number-wise. But as far as a quarterback, I mean, sometimes you just got to let it go. Just got to let it go.
All right, now let's discuss some positivity. A high school senior, Michael Love, in Detroit, he was accepted to 41 colleges.
Wow.
He said, I got told a lot when I was younger, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, so I just wanted to show people I'm better than what they think. They even waived the acceptance fees for most of his prospective schools, and he's gotten over $300,000 in scholarship money offers so far. So he's a part of the National Honor Society. He plays varsity basketball. He has an after-school job. And he still managed to apply to over 50 schools.
Wow.
So,
well, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
And like I say, my daughter is starting the college process now. And it's a lot of work doing all those essays and reports and making sure everything is up to par. So congratulations to that young man. He put that work in.
Or you could just pay. Now, another teenager from New Jersey has been accepted to 17 colleges so far, and he's had a really tough time. Dylan Chittick, he moved to America from Trinidad when he was only 7 years old, and he has been living with his mom and younger twin brothers. They both suffer from a serious heart condition. He's been in and out of homelessness throughout his life and still has managed to get accepted to over 17 colleges. So congratulations to him. He said, my family went through a lot, and there's been a lot of people saying you can't do that or you're not going to achieve this. And me getting these acceptances kind of verifies what I have been saying. I can do it and I will do it.
I love to hear when people get and start going into higher education and learning more. You know, because so many people now say, you don't need college. You don't just go out into the workforce. No, I think college helped me so much in the fact that this young man got accepted to 17 schools. And not only that, the programs that we put in place and that we donate to and that we give money to help people, this program has worked. So congratulations.
Yeah, he said a lot of his success is because of Women Rising. It's a nonprofit, and they actually placed the family in a permanent supportive housing, which gave him a place to study. And you know, he's at least that, you know, imagine how difficult it is to be moving around, to be homeless, and then still have to try to figure out how can I apply to colleges and study and even just have peace of mind. So,
yeah, well, congratulations to him. Absolutely.
All right. And Dollar General is opening 975 new stores this year, as well as remodeling 1,000 older stores. This is at a time when their rival, Family Dollar, is actually closing stores. So there you go. They're going to definitely be competing with stores like Walmart now.
Yeah, we used to, you know, my family and I, we do a lot of cool things at Dollar General. I was telling you earlier that, you know, when me and my wife, we to spice up the sexual, our sex life, sometimes what we do is we'll go to Dollar General and we'll just get $5. And whoever could buy the most for $5, you know, they get whatever sexual favors they want later on, a massage or something like that. Or, you know, Gary V, when he was up there, he told us something. I did this with my kids, too. I gave them $5, and they bought a bunch of things from Dollar General, and then they sold it on eBay for more money to see who could make the most money. And whoever made the most money gets whatever, you know, toy or video game or whatever they wanted. So I love Dollar General.
I thought maybe you guys were doing role play at Dollar General.
What you mean?
Like, hey, come here often. What's your name? You and your wife? Oh.
I didn't think about that.
And then you could put on a wig that they sell at Dollar General. And
I didn't think about that, Yee. But you know what? I'll be home on Sunday, and I haven't had none in a week, so that could be it. I'm gonna tell her to meet me at Dollar General. You, yeah, I like the way you think, Yee.
And you
that's
can have fun.
Dope.
Do they sell dildos there, right?
See, you always go too far. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051. Now, Yee, you had a guest on your Lip Service podcast show.
I thought you were going
to
do it's Friday. Okay. I guess it's not that freaky. Okay, so yes, on Lip Service, we had Christopher Martin on. He's a reggae artist. He's from Jamaica. And I asked him this question. Have you ever had a girl that you were dating, one of her friends tried to talk to you?
Maybe.
Would you tell her?
No, I wouldn't tell her. I would just handle it.
You don't want to tell her, watch out for your friend?
No, I would just handle it. It's not worth you losing your friend over, because at the end of the day, I didn't do anything.
Because at the end of the day, what if one of your boys tried to talk to her and she didn't tell you?
You know, when you flip it like that, no.
All right, so that is the question. 800-585-1051. If your boyfriend or girlfriend's friend tried to holler at you, would you let them know? Would you let your girl know? Or would you let your man know? That is the question. 800-585-1051. If your boyfriend or girlfriend's friend tried to holler at you, would you let your man or your girl know? Has that happened to you, Yee?
Yes, it has. And I definitely let him know. And then the guy tried to deny it. But I had them text messages to back it up.
Well, we'll talk about that more when we come back. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now if that's happened to you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, on Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast, she had Chris Martin on, and he was talking about a situation in their relationship. Let's hear it.
Have you ever had a girl that you were dating, one of her friends tried to talk to you?
Maybe.
Would you tell her?
No, I wouldn't tell her. I would just handle it.
You don't want to tell her, watch out for your friend?
No, I would just handle it. It's not worth you losing your friend over, because at the end of the day, I didn't do anything.
Because at the end of the day, what if one of your boys tried to talk to her and she didn't tell you?
You know, when you flip it like that, no.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, if your boyfriend or girlfriend's friend tried to holler at you, would you tell your man or your woman? And me, I would absolutely positively tell. Absolutely. Like, if Gia's friend tried to holler at me, I would tell her immediately, just so she knows the type of friends that she's hanging around or the type of friend that she has or had, I should say. I would definitely tell.
And you know, some girls don't want to tell their boyfriend when that happens, because you don't want them to get mad and they get into a fight and something crazy happens too. So you kind of feel like, I want to protect this so it doesn't turn into a bigger situation.
Yeah, because with Gia, I don't think Gia would tell me. I think Gia would just
probably
make it
not.
That. Yeah, she would just make it that we don't F with that friend anymore. And she knows how I am. Like, I have real thin skin. I'm very emotional. I like to actually
jump.
We
all know that.
I think you guys do know that. So
yes.
If one of my friends tried to holler at Gia, I would definitely, it would be a problem. I would definitely
And so
try
she
to
probably
fight.
Wouldn't tell you. So, you
Absolutely.
Know.
Now, what would you do? Now, you said this situation happened with you. What happened?
It did happen to me. And so this guy and he wasn't my boyfriend, but this guy I was dating, one of his homeboys used to hit me up all the time and, like, ask me to go out and ask me to do stuff. And I didn't even really know him that well. So I told him, and I was like, look, your boy was hitting me up. I just want to let you know it's a little weird to me. And he asked his friend. His friend denied it. And I showed him the text messages. I said, look, this is not, you can't deny this. And they actually had a little falling out because of it. So
wow.
That was it. But I also don't want you to be hanging around somebody that would be disrespectful to you like that.
I agree. Now, what about you? Yeah, you got a boyfriend now. Let's say one of your boyfriend's peoples tried to holler at you.
I'd tell him.
Or you would tell him. See, why would you tell him?
Cause, I mean, he would get mad, but he needs to know that. And then I also would never want it. People like that can't be trusted. So I don't ever want him to come back and it comes back to me like, you know, I was talking to Angela and she was with it. Because sometimes you be feeling like that's a test, too.
Yeah, but then, you know, your boyfriend goes and beats up his friend or they get into an altercation. And then don't you feel the blame?
No, because at first I'll be like, I'm going to tell you something, but you have to promise me. This is how I always started. You have
that
to
never
promise
works.
Me.
Gia does that all the time. You have to promise me you won't do anything. Okay, I promise. And as soon as you finish, I call him immediately. Yo, fam. Like,
what you do is you, hey, fam, you tried that new orange vanilla Coke. No, what you got to do is you got to be like, look, you have to downplay it a little. Like, you know, it's just a little weird, but I'm just, you know, letting you know because I just thought it was weird. But you don't tell everything. You just make it a little softer than what it was.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Kiana, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, you're not Kiana.
Hey, Kiana.
This ain't Kiana. Yeah, it's Kang.
All right.
His name is Kiana.
All right.
No,
now,
my name is Kang.
All right, Kang. Now, what would you do if your girl's friend tried to holler at you? Would you tell your girl?
I didn't know which one of her friends it is.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Listen. If it's that friend that's trying to holler at you, but you ain't really trying to holler at her, ain't no sense in holding that in. Let me go ahead and let her know what this is. So, you know, she see me as the guy that I am. But if it's that friend that you've been eyeing, but you can't really say nothing about, I might just sweep it under the rug.
Wow. Would you try to smash?
He definitely would.
Yeah, it's a good chance. Good chance that I'm saying I probably wouldn't until further down the road if I seen things going on and left my girl.
Well, shout out your girlfriend right now. What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Listen. I don't want to shout my girl out right now. let me give a shout out.
Shout out to her. She got a real one.
Let me give one shout out. I want to give a shout out two shout outs. I want to give a shout out to my babe. Her name's Shadika Nelson. I miss you, and I apologize for what I did.
You don't seem very sorry, sir.
You don't seem sorry at all
right now.
I am.
What did you do? No, you got to tell us what you did now.
Yo, we just got into a little wild argument. Like, whenever she try to come and see me, like, she'll stall out like an hour doing whatever she's doing before she gets to me. And, like, that get on my nerves so much. So I kind of been all on her about it. Like, when really, like, I should have been appreciating her trying to, you know, make the effort to come and see me.
Yeah, plus you'd be trying to holler at her friends anyway, so.
Yeah, you foul anyway,
not
yeah.
Not I'm saying if I had a girl, that'd be the situation, though. I ain't gonna lie about it. That'd be the situation if I had a girl.
Oh. But look, all right, now, what's the other shout-out? Go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Fire Brim, a.k.a. Star. She don't know yet, but I hooked her boyfriend yesterday. I'm so sorry.
What you mean? You hooked up with her boyfriend?
Him, like,
you bi?
Him in his jaw.
Oh.
Why would you do that and then shout her out?
Look, last night me and him to see each other, and, you know, we just had a couple words, and he thought I was messing with her, and I hooked him, you see what I'm saying? And she already told me, like, yo, if I to him to keep cool, because at the end of the day, that's still her boyfriend, but it was just, like, it ain't happening like that, like.
And bro, you a messy, bro.
She ain't pick up the phone. And his phone got broken in the midst of the situation, so I knew he
All right, there's a lot going on here.
Bro, you a messy, bro. Thank you for calling, man. Goodness gracious. 800-585-1051. The question is, if your boyfriend or girlfriend's friend tried to holler at you, would you tell your man or your girl? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Angela Yee's Lip Service Podcast. Now, what happened on the podcast, Yee?
Yes, Chris Martin was on, and he was talking about it. Well, we were talking about whether or not you would let your girl know if one of her friends try to holler at you. Have you ever had a girl that you were dating, one of her friends try to talk to you?
Maybe.
Would you tell her?
No, I wouldn't tell her. I would just handle it.
You don't want to tell her, watch out for your friend?
No, I would just handle it. It's not worth you losing your friend over. Because at the end of the day, I didn't do anything.
Because at the end of the day,
what if one of your boys tried to talk to her and she didn't tell you?
You know, when you flip it like that, no. See?
I definitely would let Gia know immediately. I don't know if Gia would let me know because she knows, like I said, I am sensitive. I mean, it's who I am.
Yes, we know.
And I react sometimes without thinking, so.
My little pancake batter guy.
Oh, shut up. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kiana.
Oh, there's Kiana. Kiana, can you turn your radio down?
We've been looking for you.
Hey, we're looking for you, Kiki. Oh,
sorry. I want to tell him because you're not supposed to keep, like, secrets in a relationship. And if he find out from one of his friends being spiteful or whatever, that could be, like, a really, really bad problem.
I agree with that. I said that earlier because it might make you look shady.
Now, what happens if he beats up his friend and he goes to jail?
I mean, you got to ride for your man after that.
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't no question. If you love him and you, like, if y'all married and you love him, then that's what you got to do.
What if he has a warrant?
Who are you dating? Thank you, Kiana. My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Dana.
Hey, Mama. Now, what would you do if your man's friend tried to holler at you? Would you tell him?
Well, actually, I went through that, and I did not. But when his friends realized that they weren't going to get anything from me, they started talking bad about me to my boyfriend.
Mm. Wow. So you felt like you should have told him.
Then after we broke up, I'm like, really? You think that's your friend? But he was trying to holler at me.
And then he thought you made it up.
Yeah, and like after he realized that he didn't get any, then he started talking bad about me. But at the same time, while he was trying to get some, whatever you did, he was bitching on you to me after we broke up.
All right, well, thank you, Mama. Aren't you glad you're not with them anymore, huh? Hello, who's this?
This is Terry from Gaston.
Now, we're asking now, if your wife's friend or your girl's friend tried to holler at you, would you tell your girl, bro?
Oh, man, first thing I have to say is I love my wife very much.
But
her friend will be really, really trifling because she know how much we love each other. And we're going on our year anniversary next month. So, of course, I would tell her and I would ban her from being around us.
I'm with you. I want you to say, well,
you don't want somebody hanging around someone like that. That's disgusting.
Hell no.
That's not your real friend. That means they're jealous. They're watching you. And I wouldn't trust that. I'd be like, don't go out with him.
And congratulations on your anniversary, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brittany. Good morning. How y'all doing? Hey,
hey,
Brittany. You sound so chipper this morning. Good morning.
I am. I'm in a good mood. So the question you guys asked, has my spouse's friend ever tried to talk to me? It has definitely happened. I went out one time with my homegirl, and I saw his best friend, like his son's godfather, in the club. And we were cool. So, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? Gave him a hug. He was with the girl. The night progressed. Like, I saw him again. He was grabbing me, trying to, like, touch on me, trying to dance with me. And I'm like,
whoa,
you know? Right. I'm like, yo, what's going on? You know, it's not like that kind of party. And he was like, he was persistent. I just got away from him. And that night I got home, I called my dude and he was pissed. Like, they're still best friends now. I don't talk to the dude anymore. But yeah. So I was like, he was like, not, because he was pissed off too. He was like, we don't do that. We don't share girls. Like, what the hell? But I don't know. They end up making up. But I don't know. It was kind of weird.
That doesn't bother you that they still friends?
I mean, I'm not with them anymore, so they're still cool. It's all good, I guess. But, I mean, if one of my homegirls did something like that, I'm pretty sure we would have fell out.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Mama. Nae, what's the moral of the story?
I think in situations like this, a person's character, you can really tell by things like this. And if they're going to be deceptive to somebody they're supposed to be friends with, that's not somebody you want your man to be around or you want your girl to be around. So that's the reason why it's important to tell, not because you were interested or you weren't interested or you should not want them to be friends with somebody like that.
All right. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes. Now let's talk about this whole school situation with the admissions scandal. We'll tell you some of the fallout that has happened and what's going on with Lori Loughlin's daughters. Now, remember, you didn't think it would be a big deal for their daughters. Would they be able to continue at USC? We'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into that next when we keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne is out, so if you want to give somebody donkey today, we'll start taking your calls right now, so you can call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give donkey of the day to, we'll open up the phone lines and allow you to do that, all right? Now, Yee, how was L.A. yesterday?
Well, yes, I'm still out here in L.A. It was great. It was the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And last night at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, we did introduce a brand new award. And this award did not go for a song or for an artist. It went to a smart speaker, and the winner was Alexa. The iHeartRadio Tech Game Changer Award was presented by Garth Brooks and Bobby Bones. That was honoring a technology that brings us closer to the music that we love. It was a really cool moment. I saw Bobby Bones last night, too, so that was pretty amazing. Always fun to see Bobby Bones.
Who gets the award?
Who gets it?
Yes.
You got to ask Alexa.
We got the awards given to Alexa. How do you give Alexa the award?
I don't know. Ask her.
Alexa.
Now, we did just post a video to iHeartRadio.com/awards if you want to see that one.
Okay. All right. Now, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to be talking about this whole school admissions scandal. We'll tell you some of the fallout that happened. It's not good, and the young ladies are not returning to school.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Fat Joe.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Fat Joe was on with Angie Martinez earlier this week. And remember previously he was trying to help Tekashi 6ix9ine out and giving him advice and yep. trying to make sure he stayed out the way. Well, clearly that didn't work. And he doesn't like the fact that 6ix9ine is cooperating with the feds. Here's what he told Angie.
You tried to school Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Because I thought he was a nice guy. And now we can't, you know, he can't be my friend. He can't come around me ever again. You know what I mean? Those are rules. You know, he crossed that line, you mm-hmm. know? I don't even understand if I go to a club and they play his song. I'm keeping it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Once you cross, I pray for people who cross that line. When they talk to the police and they snitch, I pray for them. I'm like, yo, that's cool. We can't be cool.
I'll die
before you see me in a picture with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Damn.
And I get it, because Fat Joe, if Fat Joe's a dude. Right? I do. Not as much. It's not as big as it was before, but Fat Joe is a street guy. He came up from the streets and he follows the street laws. And that's one of the street laws that if you get caught from doing a crime, you don't snitch. And Tekashi was doing a crime or allegedly doing a crime with his peoples, and they were all doing crimes allegedly. He got caught and he turned. And that's street law. You shouldn't do that. So I get why Fat Joe would say that.
All right. Just no pictures with him. Now, since we're talking about crime, let's talk about Lori Loughlin's daughters. They actually are withdrawing from USC. 19-year-old Olivia and 20-year-old Isabella, they had the full support of their parents who had been indicted in the college bribery scandal. They're saying that if the girls went back, they would be viciously bullied. As a matter of fact, it's been crazy on social media. Like I told you, this was going to happen, MB. People were going in on them on their pages, and that's all because their parents paid $500,000 to have them designated as recruits. They were supposedly on the crew team, but they don't even row, so they don't even participate in the sport. And Lori Loughlin, their mom, has been dropped by Fuller House and also lost a Hallmark show. And their daughter Olivia has lost all kinds of deals, too. Tresemme has announced they're cutting ties with her. They said, we take this very seriously and we are no longer working with Olivia. Also, her page with the clothing brand Princess Polly is no longer active. And yeah, there's just been all kinds of issues now.
Wow. All of that.
Yeah. Olivia also had a makeup partnership.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, it is. With Sephora, and they already got rid of that whole page on Sephora's website. So there you have it.
This world is very unforgiving. And the reason I say that is, yeah, what they did is absolutely positively wrong. But even for the girls that's in school, so the girls are in school, so now that Sephora dropped them because of that?
Sephora dropped Olivia. They don't want to associate crazy. With that right now.
And I get it and I understand, but it's like this world is so unforgiving. Like you have to be very, very careful with anything that you do because your whole life is gone.
I'm sure they'll be okay. But, yeah, you know, right now, this is just a fallout from what it is, from what just happened. I mean,
you know,
you've been exposed for getting into a college the wrong way for bribery. And now the thing is, a lot of things that you had achieved, and I even saw interviews of them talking about her going to college and, mm-hmm. you know, why she didn't push her daughters to work hard and how the reason why she got into school and all of that. So all this is like based on the premise of who you are, and it's a lie.
Right. Okay.
All right, now let's talk about Russell Wilson. He did an interview and he talked about why he loves baby Future so much. He was talking about making a blended family unit work. And of course, you could tell how much he loves that little boy. Here's what he said.
Being a stepdad, you really find out what love's like. It's interesting, you know, it's easy to love somebody that's your own blood, mm-hmm. you know, and everything else. But when you can love somebody just like, you know, it's your own child, you know, and everything else, that's what real love's like. Mm. You know, watching a little man, you know, walk for the first time was amazing. You know, it's just like, wow, this is a blessing. And then also, you know, taking him to Little League practice.
I mean, that's got to hurt. That's gotta hurt.
Why?
I mean, it has to feel good because you're glad that another man, being his stepdad, is taking him like it's his son. But that also gotta hurt because those are things that I should be doing and I'm not
and
there doing it.
You still can't do those things.
Yeah,
you
but,
still get to see your son. Listen, at the end of the day, Sierra's married. She's moved on. You should be really happy that the person that she married loves your son like it's his own.
You should, but you got to feel a way sometimes, too. Like, damn, I wasn't there watching my son take his first step, and I'm not there taking my kid to Little League practice. Like, that's it got to make you feel a way. It has to.
You can definitely go take your own child to Little League practice if you want. You know?
True.
I mean, he's on the road a lot. He's touring. He's doing all this, so he probably couldn't do it anyway all the time.
Yeah, but it might be difficult if I live in Atlanta and Sierra lives in L.A. You know, it's difficult because I'm not there. I live in, you know, two different places, and the fact that another man is taking my son to practice, I should be happy. I should be grateful, but it still would hurt. It still would be, you know, it'd make me
feel
away.
You know
what
would be worse? If somebody mm-hmm. treated your son like Ish, that would be way worse than anything. You should be grateful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne is not here. So if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's your coworker. Maybe it's your boss. Whoever it may
maybe
be.
Maybe it's me.
Maybe it's Angela
Let's
Yee.
Let's go.
800-585-1051. Donkey of the Day is up next. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. The Samsung Galaxy S10 is making headlines. After 10 years of the Galaxy, this is definitely the best one yet. The Galaxy S10 is available now, and you can get up to $300 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, so we're asking. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's
Freaky Friday! And the Freaky Friday question is, how do you spice up your relationship? How do you keep the sex drive and the love and the spiciness in your relationship? So, yeah, how do you do it?
Well, I don't do the really crazy fun things that you do. I think, I'm going to be honest, I'm starting to feel like I don't really do anything crazy. But my sex life feels good. But we don't do nothing like role playing or going out and doing competitions at the Dollar General.
I mean, yeah. Me and my wife do, you know, we do pretty much everything. Yes, we role play. We have competitions. We do all types of things just to keep sex life going. We're so spontaneous at times. We just do things to make sure that we're always thinking about each other and always doing something new and different, you know, when it comes
to
our sex life.
I'm just excited when we can have a date night.
That's so corny.
It is not. It's important. Because I feel like I spend a lot of time just like chilling together but not going anywhere or doing anything because I have to work so much. And I feel like I'm always out. So to me, anytime we have time together and we actually leave and go somewhere, that's exciting.
Like, you should do something like crazy. Like, your next house that you buy in Detroit that's foreclosed on, you should take your boyfriend in there and just strip naked and y'all get in it.
I don't know if you've seen these foreclosed homes or not, but that could be dangerous.
You know what? Forget it. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Courtney.
Hey, Courtney. How you keep the sex spicy in your relationship?
We use a Hershey's chocolate syrup and, you know, just put it on each other and lick it off.
Mm.
Do you put stuff down on the bed under y'all, like, so that it doesn't get on the bed, or does that not matter?
It doesn't matter.
See, I usually do that freaky type of stuff in a hotel room, and I just leave somebody else to clean up, but Hershey...
We hotel, so we ain't hearing in.
Wow.
They probably see that Hershey's and be like, somebody messed up the bed.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Hello. Who's this?
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you keep the sex spicy in your relationship?
All right. So I know a lot of people talk and say, like, when you're with somebody, you text or talk and say, I'm going to do all these nasty things to you. But a lot of times she's going to deliver. Me, when I say I'm about to do a lot of nasty things to you, I'm literally serious. Like, everything I say I'm going to do, I'm doing it 100%.
Like what? Like, what's the nastiest thing?
Read us some of your text messages.
oh, I can't read you the text messages, but if I say, like, I'm going to give you and I'm going to slob on that knob, like, corn on the cob, something crazy, just wild, that I know is going to turn you on, I'm going to definitely do it.
That's crazy. Like, giving your man is crazy to you? That's spicy?
Well, it's the way she's saying it. She's not just doing that. She's slobbing on it.
Not just slobbing on it, you know, slurping on it, getting nasty, doing some freaky freaky stuff. You know, just getting, like, really gross with it. Like, I know a lot of men like some nasty stuff, so, like, my man, he love it nasty, and I'm a nasty chick. So
there you go. It's not just doing those acts, it's how you express it, right? Like, how you say what you're going to do.
You say you're going to do something, and you completely deliver.
Okay, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Malika.
Hey, mama. How you keep sex spicy in your relationship?
Okay. Y'all won't be laughing at me, but the grapefruit trick. If y'all don't know about the grapefruit trick, y'all missing out.
I seen girls trip, so you really do that.
Yeah. You gotta.
What is the grapefruit trick?
You didn't see girls trip?
I didn't see it. What is the grapefruit trick?
Okay, so you cut the grapefruit in half, right? And then you cut a hole in the middle of the grapefruit, and you put it on your man's penis. And when you give it oral, you use it as a, like, massager.
Can you do that with another fruit besides a grapefruit?
Probably an orange.
An orange might be too small.
But that doesn't, it seems like that would hurt your penis.
Some people men are small, so.
Oh, yeah, you might need a clementine or something, a kiwi.
Yeah, I would need a watermelon. Thank you, mama.
You need a grape.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, bro? We're talking, how do you keep sex spicy in your relationship?
You got to keep it interesting sometimes you got to play games, sometimes you got to actually role play. Like, I just thought of this game I just made up called No Sense, where you got to, like you said, with you and your wife, y'all bet $5, or y'all got to figure out some type of game of who's the winner, and whoever wins gets to choose. Who loses one of their senses, like they got to cover their eyes, or they got to cover their mouth, or they can't use their hands, or, you know, they got to keep their ears covered so they can't hear their
partner. That's dope. That's dope. I get what you're saying. So,
you're going to be hogtied.
Well, no, I mean, like, maybe you wear gloves, or, like, you remove the sensation of using your hands, you know.
That's dope. I'm going to try that. Yeah, that's dope. Like, you cover your eyes, or, See, my wife plays too much, so if I cover my eyes or she ties my hands up, she'll do some wild stuff, so... She plays
you'll be
much.
On that, Instagram Live next.
Oh, my goodness.
Look
Thank
at him
you,
be laying in the bed.
800-585-1051 is Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. And we're asking, how do you spice up your sex life? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, it's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. And we're asking, what do you do to spice up your sex life? Now, Yee says she really doesn't do much to spice up her sex life.
I mean, my sex life is pretty good. I don't do nothing. Maybe I need to do, like, different things, but I think we just have sex, like, regular. We've never, like, played games. I've never role played. I haven't done those things.
You gotta do crazy stuff. Like, you gotta, like, one day, I'm telling you, you got a bunch of foreclosed properties. You buy it in Detroit. You go in there and... You tell him to go upstairs. He goes upstairs. He come down and you're butt-ass naked. And you
what
just
if we
go
fall through
it.
The floor?
That would be amazing. That would be a great story when the paramedics come and get you. But it would be good. It's spontaneous. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Keith out here.
Out where?
Yeah, out here in the from the IE.
Okay, all right. Well, how do you keep your sex life spicy, bro?
So this is how I keep my sex life crazy, man. This is how I keep it going, man. So me and my girlfriend, we end up getting a girlfriend, man. So now I got babe and I got babe.
Mm. Are they allowed to interact without you around?
Of course. Why not?
I don't know. Some people feel like it only has to be the three of us, but are you allowed to interact when she's not around?
Yeah, of course. Why not? It has to go both ways.
Nah, B, I'm too sensitive for that.
And then we can have our fun, and all three of us can have our fun.
Nah, then they leave you. You looking over there stupid while they together.
Oh,
you not.
Nah. See, nah, bro. That's why you got to get the two fems. You can't get nothing less.
Nah,
What if they both leave you?
Beautiful ladies.
What if they're like, we like each other better?
Nah, it's never that. We all on the same page. It's all on the same page. It's never that.
I don't know if that's spicy, bro. But all right, thank you, bro.
It's spicy for him.
I guess it is. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Nelson.
Nelson, how do you keep your sex life spicy, bro?
Yo, look, this is something my girl put me on. She will inbox people on her friends list, like females on her friends list, and, like, hit on them. And these females will, like, hit on her back, and they'll be talking freaky, and they'll get to FaceTime it, and they'll do that while I'm doing things to her. And it was like her idea at first, but it's kind of a turn on for me now too.
That sounds dope, but you know she's been doing this for a long time, but that was her idea. You know she's been doing this for a couple of years already. You know that.
You know, I don't know if I'm mad at that or not, though. You know, as long as it ain't no dudes, you know, I think I'm okay with it.
That's kind of dope, though. Like, that's new.
Because it's not really like you're having to touch somebody else. They're just, you're watching them do whatever, and then they're watching y'all do whatever.
But you know she's probably getting you ready for dudes.
They don't watch us do nothing. They're not watching us.
But you guys are on FaceTime.
Yeah, but they can't see me. I can hear them talking and some of the stuff they say. And I know who these people are, too. So it's unsuspecting. They don't know that I know that they hitting on my girl.
So you're basically just performing oral on her.
Yeah.
But you know she's getting you ready for dudes. She's definitely getting you ready for dudes. She started off with females, and now it's going to be James and then Malcolm and then, you know.
No. They might end up going to them sex clubs together where you get to watch other people.
And then a dude's probably going to start taking you from the back.
Envy, what is going on with you?
You know what? You going to go to Dollar General and grab some of them things you was talking about? I didn't want to hit you back. But damn it, you hit me, I got to hit you back.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. No, don't hit me back, bro.
Did y'all right just proposition each other?
I think he just flirted with you. Goodness gracious. Goodbye, sir. Hello,
that's
who's this? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Fitzgerald.
Hey, Fitzgerald. Now, how do you keep your sex life spicy?
For me, I mean, there's something a little is I like to use the rings. They got like little vibrator rings. You can pull those out and
It goes around you, right?
Yeah, you got one that goes around you, or you got one that you can put. They make little silicone rings you put on your hands.
It sounds like you go a little further than that, Fitzgerald.
They get a little piece of that. That's it. They go crazy. They want more, and then everything is just after that spicy. It's second up about 1,000 after that.
So wait, you use the ring? I always wonder how many guys use those.
I mean, it's not common. I'm a guy. I know a bunch of guys. Guys don't even think about it. So I'm just like, wow, like y'all missing out because everything is spicy with it. Everything is fun. It's live. It's just like it's amazing.
I tried it a long time ago, probably when I was in college with my wife, the ring, and I was a little too giddy for it because I was like, ooh, but now I'm a little different, so I would try to get
that. You know what else, too? Doesn't it have to fit tight?
Oh, yeah, I do got to fit tight because I'm going back and forth, so it can't come off.
Does it come in different sizes?
I pretty sure the one I use, it's in one size, so, you know.
And not that I'm thinking about this, right? But your name is Fitzgerald. That's not, like, how does your wife say that sexy? Like, hey, Fitzgerald. Like, that's
Fitzgerald.
Not sexy.
It's Fitzgerald, but everybody calls it Spritz for short. So, Fritz.
Oh, Spritz. Like, you spray it. Like, Spritz.
Not F-R-I-T-Z.
Oh. Fritz, Envy.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Fitzgerald. All right. What's the moral of the story?
I didn't know there was a moral.
That's not a moral to the story. Keep your sex life spicy, all right? All right, now we got rumors on the way?
Yeah, I got some special news for you, Envy. Now, there's a clothing line, and I know you're going to enjoy this because it's a show that you absolutely love, and I'm sure it's a limited edition. Also, we'll talk about The Sopranos. Their prequel has a release date. We'll tell you what it's called and when it's coming.
Have you ever watched virtual porn?
You know what? I did on New Year's. Me and my homegirl, Stephanie Santiago, we were looking at it.
I want to try that.
She really enjoyed it.
Now I want to see, like, because I want to try it with the wife. Like, we put the glasses on and then we kind of watch it and go with that. I want to try that.
You guys can't really do anything to each other during that because y'all are involved with watching that. It's like a virtual reality. So you'll be like walking into the wall, touching things that's not there.
Okay. All right. Well, rumors on the way. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk marriage boot camp.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so this happened on marriage boot camp last night. Soulja Boy proposed to Nia Riley. Check it out.
Nia Riley, will you marry me?
Maybe. No. Yes.
Ooh, we did it.
Now, Nia Riley took to social media and said, I'm not engaged, obviously. I don't even know where to start. So, you know, this was filmed a while ago. So basically, things went left after that.
So I'm confused. Are they engaged or did they get into a fight? Is it both? What's going on there?
He proposed. It was filmed a long time ago. They are no longer engaged. I mean, if you see everything that's been going on between the two of them, that's clear. He was running around with Black China, remember? Then he had a whole nother girl. So clearly he's not with Nia Riley. Now we can also talk about Little Mo and Carl Dargan on the last episode of Marriage Boot Camp. And they've been having all kinds of issues. It seems like he was caught lying, FaceTiming somebody in the kitchen late one night, and Little Mo was upstairs asleep while that was happening. So at the final ring ceremony, she told him that he's got to get it together. Check that out.
Every time I forgive you, you get mad at me when you get caught. What did I do?
I'm not worried about you going anywhere.
Well, why? Hey, you should be worried. Like, I can really in front of these cameras embarrass you in front of the whole world.
Time
for you to level up, Carl.
Your problem you have with me being too accessible.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to shut that down. I love you.
And?
I'm going to change.
And she's been posting some things on social media as well that makes you feel like, I hope everything's going to be okay between the two of them.
I hope so. It seems like they are okay. I spoke to a couple of weeks ago and it seemed like things were good. So I hope they are able to work out their stuff. I think Carl was doing a couple of little crazy things. So I hope he fixed up and straightened up. And I hope they can work it out, man. I like them together.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago is different than what she was just posting on social media now. So, you know, hopefully they do get it together, because she was reposting people saying things like, if you can't trust the person you're sleeping with, who can you trust? And that was one of her quotes from Marriage Bootcamp as well. So, you know, I mean, listen, marriage is hard, right, Envy?
And people Yes, marriage is hard. It takes work. You got to work all the time. You got to make sure you're on the same page. There's nothing easy about marriage, but when you are together and you're doing it right, it's just the most beautiful thing.
You got to learn from your mistakes, not keep making them.
There
all right, now, The Sopranos prequel has a release date and a new name. It's called Newark. And the movie is going to be in theaters on September 25th of 2020. So are you here for that?
Yeah, I would love to check that out.
James Gandolfini's son, Michael Gandolfini, will be playing him as a younger version of that character, you know. So that should be interesting. And I know you'll be excited about this one.
What's that?
Now, I know how much you love Game of Thrones. Well, it looks like they're going to have a clothing line in anticipation of the final season of Game of Thrones. That starts April 14th. John Varvatos is going to do an 11-piece capsule collection, and it's all inspired by the show. It's out now. So if you want to get some of that envy, you better go get that now.
Yeah, I don't care about the merch. I don't care
about
the clothes.
What? Did you even see it? You might like it. You love that show so much.
I just want to see the set, but I don't care about wearing the merch. Like, I'm not tied to the characters because the characters are really fictional, I guess. But I just want to see it because it's an interesting thing. So I don't really care about the merch.
How can you say you don't care about it if you haven't seen it?
Maybe you're right, but I don't care about wearing dragons and Jon Snow on my shirt.
You don't even know what it looks like. It doesn't have dragons on it. All right, and congratulations to Meek Mill. He has his own weekend, Meek Mill weekend in Philly. So
nice.
It has already kicked off. Yes, congratulations to him. So they actually are going to be confirming all of that, and they're also going to announce a proclamation for him on a statewide level. So it's from Thursday to Saturday.
It's so crazy that the whole Philly loves Meek. They give him his own weekend, and he does so many things. But yet he's still on probation because it is one judge.
Doesn't that seem strange?
One person doesn't like him and making his life crazy, but everybody else loves him. He's doing so much good things for the community. He's giving back. He has his own weekend. But he's still on probation because it is one judge.
That's why he's got to keep doing great things to rub it in her face.
There you go.
And congratulations to Chance the Rapper, to him and his wife, Kirsten Corley. They're married now, and they have a daughter already, but they're expecting another daughter. He posted, "We pregnant again. It's a girl. Jesus Christ, we love you, God." So congratulations. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. You know how we do on a Friday. We throw it back, so let me know what you want to hear, and I'll get your request on, all right? 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Celebrate 25 years of moving the culture forward at the 2019 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola, July 4th through the 7th in New Orleans. Featuring performances by Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Her, among 50 more. Register for free events and buy tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, again, shout out to everybody that sees us on this rally. We're heading out to Tampa. And then after Tampa, we're going over to Miami. And Saturday night, I'm going to be in Chicago at Club Revere. I know they changed locations, but we're going to be at Club Revere out in Chicago. I know you're going to be in Chicago Sunday, right?
Yes, I have a day party in Chicago on Sunday, which I'm really excited about because I love Chicago. And I heard that the actual brunch is sold out, but you can still come to the day party. It's the blackout brunch. So if you guys want to come through, make sure you come to that. I'm excited for that. It's at Untitled Chicago.
Okay. All right. And people have been hitting me up about the car show. You know, I did a car show, my first car show last year in New Jersey, New York area. And I'm working on to bring that car show to Houston. I'm trying to do Dallas. I'm trying to do Indianapolis and maybe Miami. So we're really trying to expand it. So hopefully I get to see you soon. I'm going to be taking the cars and celebrity cars on a tour. And we're going to make it a big, fun family day with a bunch of jumpies for the kids. It's going to be a lot of stuff. I really enjoy doing it. I bring my family along. So hopefully I get to see you guys soon.
Now, I hope you do another car rally so more people can participate. Because I know a lot of people probably wanted to come on this one. So when's the next car rally?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, driving 7 hours sounded like a good idea and sounded like fun, but it's very hard. It's very difficult driving 7 hours in those little-ass cars and swerving in and out and dodging potholes and police pulling you over. It's very difficult. It's fun, though, but it's very, very difficult. But I don't know when the next rally is going
to
be.
Are you going to do gumball, perhaps, ever? Because they do want you to do it.
No, damn. I'm not doing gumball.
Why not?
I'm not doing gumball. It's a lot. These rallies are a lot. It takes a lot out of you. It's like, it's not easy. I thought it was going to be like 1, 2, 3. Like, it's not. It's a lot. Oh. I'm tired. I need a nap. But if you see us on the road, you know, beep the horn, shout us a holla and all that other good stuff. You know, it's fun. Like, there's so many little kids that come up, so we allow the kids to get in the cars, take pictures and do all those type of things. And we do it for charity. So the money that we're raising, we actually buy tons of food. We feed the homeless every Wednesday in New York City. We buy turkeys. We go to different places in these destinations that we go into, and we give away sneakers. We give away clothes. So it's a good cause. It's not just guys driving around in nice cars. We're actually giving back. So shout out to everybody that participated in the PCNY rally.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yep. When we come back, we got your positive notes, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we appreciate you guys. And again, shout out to everybody I've been seeing. Like I said, this is we've been doing a rally. We started off in New Orleans. Now we're in Atlanta. We're heading to Tampa, then Miami. We've been getting so much love. So I just wanted to say shout to all you guys and thank you guys for riding with us. Now, you got a positive note?
Yes, and today's positive note, because it's Friday. Of course, Charlamagne would always say, what would Rihanna do? But I'm going to do my own also. Take care of your inner spiritual beauty. That will reflect in your face.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.